Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold-cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio by...
Hi. My name is Audrey, and I blog at a blog called 4feet9.com.
You do?
Yes, I do.
How many people have been reading your blog over the years now, Audrey? Do we have a number anyway?
Wow, okay. I don't know. I think maybe 200,000 visitors a month.
That's not bad, is it?
That, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the first time I was kind of called to be made aware of you is in a video that seemed to go viral rather quickly. almost 4 million views. You know, how does that feel?
We totally did not expect that.
Right.
My husband, Tim, he actually he made the video because he was afraid that before we got married, I would make him do a wedding photo shoot or a wedding video, and he didn't want to be part of anything like that. So he thought that he would preempt me by creating a video first.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, so it was actually meant for our personal use. But we didn't even actually want to put it up online. We thought like we just wanted to leave it for like, you know, for our own personal usage, like to use it at the wedding and things like that. But the people who made the video, I think they really liked it, and they asked us if they could do, you know, they could put it online. So they did, and we didn't even use our own personal YouTube accounts or anything.
Right.
It was hosted by the studio, and then when it went viral, we were very, very surprised.
Well, I'm not surprised it did, though. It's a very cute proposal.
It is.
It is, but it's also very simple. Like,
right,
I'm not,
simple,
you know,
and nice. That's the best,
exactly,
right?
You know, it's a very straightforward thing that we weren't even really talking.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it was just the music. I don't know.
But I mean, having watched it again today, earlier on today, I'm thinking to myself, Tim,
I look so young there, right?
Yes! and Tim looks so young. And
you still look young, okay? Come on.
But I'm thinking to myself, Tim, can you just move the card faster? She must be sat there going, just get on with it.
Because you know? I would as well. Like, oh my God, quick.
No, I thought it was a breakout. I thought it was going to be a breakout.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, because the week before, I think he was trying to surprise me. So the week before, he told me he wasn't ready to get married anytime soon.
Ooh.
So when that happened, I was like, is this a very nice way of breaking up with me?
No. A nice way in a restaurant through a glass door.
I think
that would be horrible.
He was so nervous. He was.
Yeah. Okay, all right. We're going to talk a little bit more about your blog, obviously, and what that's kind of led up to in a few minutes. But we have a quick break right now. Folks, if you want to take part in our giveaway this evening, we're giving away a pair of tickets to Rockaway Fest happening on the 29th and 30th. All you have to do is answer this question for us.
Now, Scorpions are a band formed in 1965 and will be performing at Rockaway Festival in KL. Now, which city in Germany were they formed? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
We'll be right back after these messages. You are listening to That Time of Night on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
This is...
Audrey Nguyen.
She's still with us. Not scared her off just yet. Audrey, so let's talk about the kind of thing that brought you to popularity, if you like. The blog, 4 Foot Nine. How did it start?
4 Feet Nine.
Sorry, 4 Feet Nine.
4 Foot Nine.
Close enough.
I'm using the English version. What made you want to start blogging? Because a lot of people just do it out of boredom.
It was out of boredom, actually. I was bored. I started a long time ago. I started in 2004.
Mm.
Yeah, and at that time, I was between pre-university and actually going off to college. So I had like 9 months in between.
Yeah.
So that's when I started. a lot of people had personal blogs back then, you know, like online diaries and things like that. So that was the trend. So I did that. And then after that, when I went overseas, it was blogging was a way for me to keep in touch with my family and friends and for them to know what, you know, what I was going through, what I was doing at that time. So it became like, so it just went on like that. I was blogging for fun. And then I came back, I graduated in 08 and I came back to Malaysia. And when I got back, I realized that, you know, oh, actually blogging can be
a source of income.
A career.
Yeah, a career.
Right.
I didn't think of it as a career back then because I had an office job. I had a 9-to-5 job. But it was a good way for me to make side income. And I was also paying off student loans for my university. So I used that to settle my loans.
Right. So how did it work then? How did you start making money from it?
From Nafneng.
Yeah, right.
I signed up with Nafneng and then started getting jobs from them.
And how did you meet Timothy then?
Nafneng, of course.
Oh no, actually, I met him through mutual friends who were also bloggers, through Kenny Sia.
Right, okay.
Because at that point, I was, I had known Kenny Sia and I knew about each other and we were kind of friends, but we hadn't actually met before. So I think it was just a few weeks after I got back from the US. Like after I graduated, so I was supposed to meet Kenny, and it turns out that the day that I went to meet Kenny, he was also with another group of friends, which included Tim, and it was Tim's birthday. So I crashed his birthday party without realizing it.
Okay. So that's when he spotted you, lah.
But by that time, we were just friends, nothing happened.
Yeah, all started up as friends.
That's how it always starts. Right. Yeah. So tell me the kind of transitions that your blog has been through over the years. Because, I mean, there must have been some changes to keep up with trends or to keep up with ways of making an income from it.
Okay, in the beginning, like, definitely my blog content has evolved because I started when I was a student. So at that time, it was about very... It was very, like, you know, student life based on what I was doing as a student and a lot of my experiences overseas. And then I was, like, you know, getting ready for exams, assignments, and after that, job hunting. So my blog, the content evolved based on my life because my blog has always been very personal. So it was from, you know, like, to job hunting to when I actually started working. And then from then on, I got married, you know, started dating, getting married, and then having kids. So
and you
it's
blogged all of this?
I blogged all of this, yeah.
Wow.
So it's very different. Like, what I'm, like, when I read, yeah, my blog content is definitely very different now because now it's a lot about parenting and about kids and all that, and compared to, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, it revolves, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, blogging has also evolved in the sense that before, when I first started, there was only just this one platform, which was blogs. And then after that, Facebook came along. And then social media expanded and, you know, grew like crazy. So now as bloggers, you have to not just handle one platform, but you have all, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube.
Entire social media
platform. Yeah, yeah. So sometimes it can get exhausting.
It's like a second or third career sometimes, you know.
It is, but yeah, it's also making money, whether you're successful at it, and making money is another issue.
Right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question about... did you keep a diary when you were a kid?
I did.
You did?
Yeah. I wrote in like a notebook.
Right.
And I locked it out in my drawer and I hoped that my brother didn't read it.
Right. And so this is what I wanted to ask. You know, I mean, because a blog that is public, it's a very public thing, right? Uh-huh. How do you kind of, I mean, there obviously are some things that you probably can't blog about, but you can keep in a diary. Do you still keep a diary now?
No. When during the early years of blogging, sometimes I would, because keeping in mind that some things couldn't be said in public, I had public entries, which I locked up. So it's just like for my own use. But then, I don't know, I just grew out of that.
Right.
I got used to filtering myself.
Because, I mean, I've known people who are, you know, prominent bloggers elsewhere. And they are at that stage where they no longer filter anything. And they put everything up on there. And sometimes you're reading about somebody's very, very personal life. And you think to yourself, if that was me, I probably wouldn't put that out there, you know.
So maybe it's a platform for people who want to express something.
Yeah. No, I'm sure it is. But I mean...
And they have no one to talk to. That's right. When they write.
So this distinction between public and private, I think, sometimes now in the world that we live in, can be quite blurred. Would you agree with that?
I think I've gotten used to doing it in this way. So, like, whatever I write, whatever I post online, I have to be prepared to stand by it.
Right.
You know, I think that's my criteria. But that being said, now that I'm a mom and I'm blogging a lot about children, or that I do get judged a lot because, I don't know, parenting is
right.
Maybe parenting is just something very.
It's like, what do you mean you get judged a lot?
It's like a minefield
about parenting skills. Like, if I, like for example, we have a helper at home, and then I get hate comments saying that, you know, she's not hands on. Her
oh, so you're so pampered and everything.
Yeah, probably,
well,
know?
I mean, come on, haters got to be haters,
but
right?
But especially when it comes to parenting, I think maybe because parenting is a very personal thing, and there's no one right way to do
correct.
To do things. So everyone has an opinion,
right?
And also, I don't know. So I do get that a lot.
Right, but an opinion is just an opinion, right?
Yeah,
it's neither right nor wrong.
They feel that it's fact.
Right. True. I mean, and I can understand how you feel about that. But when somebody is critical, you know, in their responses, how do you react to that, to something like that?
I think it depends on what they're saying. Some of them, I can tell that they're obviously just trying to piss me off.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying things like, "Oh, you're so short."
Your blog's called
aging
4 Feet 9.
I'm not ashamed of it. You know, why else would I call my blog 4 Feet 9? But right. Sometimes they think that that would be an insult, so they try it.
Right.
Yeah, and it doesn't, for things like that, it doesn't bother me. But I guess it does bother me if it's like a proper criticism and I feel that they have a point.
Yeah, but do you respond?
I do. If they do, sometimes I give them the benefit of the doubt that they're not just a hater and they actually have a valid differing point of view from mine, so I do respond. But if they are a hater, if I feel like it, then I'll just respond and, you know, insult them back, and it feels nice.
That's a good answer. I like that. Okay, so how do you feel that the kind of blogging industry has changed in Malaysia since you started?
Okay, I don't know if this will offend anybody.
Okay, let me start first, because I think we mentioned about this before a few episodes ago, that what we think about bloggers, you know, how we think about bloggers. Most bloggers, they claim themselves as bloggers, but the things that they posted on their blog, you know, are just mainly pictures instead of more write-ups and all. So, how do you call yourself a blogger then? Do you write more and then posting picture photos, or is just your entire blog is just filled with photos and just one-liner? How do you call yourself a blogger? How do you make money from there then? So do bloggers sell themselves, and do they call themselves bloggers by just appearance, going out there to meet people and to ask people like, hey, you know, I would like to feature a thing, you know, that kind of thing? So what do you think?
I think that the term bloggers obviously came from a time when there was only blogs. Mm. There wasn't other social media. So, you know, blogging was the only platform. And I think that the early bloggers, like back in like the early 2000s, they were, they had more opinions to share, more valid points of view. In a way, they sounded more intelligent because they could write, they could tell stories, you know, they had like good point of views, which they successfully get across. Then it changed to more bimbo blogs, people like me, I guess.
Because how would you define bimbo blogs then?
I guess at that time, after the first wave of blogs, like there were a lot of girls who were pretty, who knew how to take selfies and things like that, and then they posted pictures. Like Xiaxue is one example. Xiaxue in Singapore, so she, you know, she's very good at photoshopping, she's very good at makeup, so she looks good, and she, like, people like looking at pictures.
I love the way you reference somebody in Singapore and not in Malaysia.
Hey, Xiaxue is good,
she's
most famous.
So you know, she had a balance of both. She had like she had a very good blog post and articles, and people really respected and they love reading her blog post, but they also like looking at her pictures. So that was the second wave, and I feel like I identify with this wave more. But then after that, the third wave, which is the current wave now, like what Adeline said, you know, a lot of very nice pictures. And I think that's probably because Instagram became big.
I think they should just stay with Instagram then and not blogs.
Yeah, so then maybe you shouldn't call them bloggers, but influencers.
And I think that's the right better
again
term.
I mean, that's become the term of norm right now, hasn't
influencers.
Yeah.
KOL.
But it's so subjective, right?
Exactly. I mean, you hear from brands all the time, you know, can you get us some KOLs to help out with this? And you're just like, what does that even mean anymore?
Because I feel that, you know, for Instagram, blogs and all, yes, you may have a lot of followers, you may have a lot of readers and all, but the substance, you know, whether do you tell a story, and whether can you deliver?
Yeah, do you, you know, do you actually push someone to do something based on what you are say, what you are posting?
Right,
Do you get someone to go out there and make a purchase, or to do something? You know, do you have that influence? That's another thing.
Yep.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, I know there are. Excuse me, social media influencers out there right now who are very straight up about what it is that they do. Mm. You know, I'm a pretty person. I know I've got a lot of followers. If you want your brand to advertise with me, send me your details. This is how much it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who's like that, I respect because they're straight up about it, you know.
Yep.
But these ones that kind of hide behind, you know, I don't know, you might see a product kind of just sneaking off in a corner, but you know it's there.
Oh,
you know the type that I mean, right?
Yeah.
They're the ones that I think, you know, people know what you're doing. Mm. So at least come out and say what it is that you're doing, you know.
Ah, I don't have a problem with that as much as I do with the people who buy fake followers.
Right, my word, yeah.
1-2 years ago, Instagram did a cleanup of their users because there were a lot of bots and all that, right? So a lot of people, a lot of like influencers, in the third commerce, had their, you know, had their follower count drop.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like as much as half.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I still see it happening. It's come back after they did the cleanup, the apps and, you know, all these automatic follower apps and bots, they stopped for a while, but they came back.
Yeah.
So I do know, personally, I have seen some some influencers in Malaysia and in Singapore who, definitely bought followers because you can see the count increasing by like a perfect a round number every day, like 100 every day.
Oh,
it's very obvious. I mean, where,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, whose count goes up like that?
Yeah.
So it's like
I feel happy if I get 2 or 3 per day. You know. Anyway, ladies and gents, we've got to call a quit on this segment. We'll be right back after these messages, of course. But we do have a giveaway this evening. 016-201-9000. Answer this question for us.
Scorpions are a band formed in 1965 and will be performing at Rockaway in KL. Which city in Germany were they formed? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Dude, don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win a pair of tickets to Rockaway Festival, which is happening this 29th and the 30th of October. Thanks to our friends at Livescape.
We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Cheung.
Over here we have...
Oh, Audrey. So sorry.
It's okay. She's currently doing a status update, I'm guessing, on Facebook or Twitter or something. You've got to keep your... You know, it's got to keep warm, right? You've got to keep...
Exercise.
Quickly respond to Twitter. Quickly respond to this. It must be tough.
All right, guys. We're giving away a pair of tickets to Rockaway Festival happening this 29th and 30th of October thanks to our friends at Livescape. Now, the question is, Scorpions are a band formed in 1965 and will be performing at Rockaway this in KL. Now, which city in Germany were they formed? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win. And don't forget, if you have any questions for us tonight, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
Okie dokie, we're going to move straight on to this thing that we call News from Page 2.
Shouting.
All right, I'll go first, okay?
Go on then.
Now, Japan's male politicians are experiencing pregnancy to urge dads to do more housework.
Male politicians, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So as we know, you know, in Japan, you know, women do like, you know, they work 5 times as much as, you know, I mean, they do housework as much as men. So men usually go out, earn some money, you know, earn money, bring back home. So while the wives will actually be at home, cook, take care of kids, clean the house. And
isn't
the
it the same everywhere though?
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, in Japan, you know, to encourage Japan's salary men to help out more at home instead of just work.
Go on, you didn't do it in the right voice.
Work. My God, you made me do it. So they actually created a video that showed 3 male governors in Japan experiencing a day in life of a pregnant woman.
So they
yeah,
got
so,
them-
yeah, so they gave them a 16-pound strap-on vest to stimulate pregnancy. So they learn how even simple household tasks, you know, can be a major pain when carrying around, you know, that extra weight and all. So they do housework, go buy groceries, walking up that, God knows, flights of stairs.
Escalators and stairs.
Yeah.
So how many of these politicians did they get involved in?
So far three. So far three. Yeah. Okay. So they're just trying to encourage, you know, men should also help out housework at home as well, instead of just, you know, living it just for women to do it.
Did these politicians have anything to say after the experience?
No, they just did it willingly.
Right.
And I think few months ago, I think there was a video of, there's this show on television in Japan. We have it here as well. And how fathers had to take care of kids whilst their mums are away.
Right.
And they had to do housework, taking care of kids. You know, imagine you have like three girls at home shouting and screaming. It's a tiring job. I'm sure, Audrey, you would know. You have two kids as well, right?
Yeah.
So I think they're trying to prove that sharing responsibility at home is a very important thing in a family.
Work-life balance, yeah.
Work-life balance, you know, instead of just, come on, you know, making your wife work all day.
I mean, I remember when many years ago when my mum was ill and my dad had to look after us, me and my brother, we were probably about 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm going to cook you dinner. And me and my brother looked at each other horrified.
Why?
Because my dad had never cooked anything for us ever. You know, and we were expecting something horrendous, and he made his beans on toast. You know,
it's good enough.
It's,
at least
it's
there's
about
food on
the
table.
Most simple dish you could make. You
You don't even need to cook; you just take it out of the can.
Correct, right? You take it out of a can, you heat it up, you put the toast in the machine. Boom, there you go. And I'm like, Dad, that's not even cooking. You know, but he made the effort. You know.
Yeah, it's all about effort. It's all about learning. It's a learning curve, you know, because I think people would generalize, you know, I would say a lot of men would know how to cook right now and know how to do housework and be tidy and all. But there are minority people who aren't able to do that. And not just men, it's just wives as well. They don't do housework and all.
Well, I mean, we've got to look at like the effect of salary men upon Japan. I mean, these are some guys who often leave their house before it's light.
Correct.
You know, they spend all day
and
traveling.
They come home very late.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it must be really difficult for them as well to not have that contact with their kids and with their family.
You know, I saw it on television. What they did was, because it was like a documentary, they put a CCTV in the house, filmed the wife doing housework, cleaning from early morning when she wakes up in the morning up till nighttime when the husband comes home. The husband cried watching the video. She had to mop the floor. Not just mopping with a mop, you know, cleaning, tidy up the toys, cooking, going out and buy groceries, and it's a lot. She had no rest. So by end of the day, because it's a daily job, you know, by end of the day, she was just flat on the bed. She was just knackered.
Audrey, any reaction to this? Can you relate to this?
It's worse than, you know, working 9 to 5, you know.
Yeah. It's not just like the housework. The housework is one thing, you know, cleaning and cooking and all that and thing. But I think it's the fact that when it comes to small children, you also have to be on high alert all the time.
Yeah. Mm.
So, you know, it's also very,
very focused,
mentally,
right?
Mentally tiring.
I bet.
Yeah.
Mm. So. I have an old woman that I have to look after right now. That's mentally tiring too. Anyway, right, moving swiftly along. We're going to be talking about, what I want to talk about now is this this guy who owns a restaurant in Staten Island in New York. And it's called Inoteca Maria. And what he's decided to do is that for many years he'd got fancy chefs coming into his restaurant and cooking some amazing dishes and one thing or another. And then within a short space of time, his grandmother passed away, his mother passed away, and his sister passed away. He comes from a very strong Italian family, and if any of you know, the relationship between a man and his grandmother and his mother is very strong. And what he said was, in his kitchen, he missed having an Italian woman cooking him food and having that feel of home-cooked meals.
What's his wife?
His wife had... he's not actually married.
Oh, okay.
But he missed that feel of the home-cooked food. So what he did is he put an advertisement in a local newspaper, the Italian language newspaper, saying, look, it would be nice if any of you who are retired right now and you want to cook, maybe you can come to my kitchen, cook some homemade meals, and we'll see how it works out. It's gone crazy.
So wait, cook home-cooked food in his house?
No, in his kitchen, in his restaurant.
Okay, restaurant. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So what he's done now is it first started off with an Italian grandmother coming and cooking in his kitchen like once per week. People went crazy for it. He's like, oh, what else can we try? So he brought in a Nigerian woman who cooks homemade food from Nigeria, Syrian woman who cooks homemade food from Syria. There's also an old guy in there who's making gnocchi and spaghetti and all
so
kinds of stuff.
So literally every day you have a different menu.
Exactly. There's always an old Italian woman always working in the restaurant, but then there's always somebody else from a different part of the world.
So do they cook for free though?
No, they're paid. Okay. They're paid to come in and cook their local dishes. It's been so successful that they've actually just published a recipe book as well.
Oh,
so
nice.
These are like homemade recipes, you know, created by
grandmas. What is it called?
It is called, and now you're putting me on the spot, aren't you? It just says they've even released their own cookbook last year featuring signature dishes from 10 of the beloved nanas.
Aww. Oh, nanas, so cute.
So, and it says customers are craving for a taste of grandma's home cooking can visit the restaurant Wednesdays through Sundays, and the restaurant closes when everybody goes home. So there you go. If you fancy it, it's Inoteca Maria,
so
and
when
it's in Staten Island.
When you go to his kitchen to cook, so, I mean, kitchen for restaurants, you open like what? From morning till night or afternoon till night. So they have to be there till they close it.
Yeah, if they want to be. He's not like forcing them, you know, to stay behind and cook until they want to. You know, they're doing it voluntarily. They're getting paid for doing it.
Can we have those nanas here?
I don't know. That's a good idea. That'd be lovely, right?
Yeah, every day, you know, we don't have to eat out then.
Okay.
Home-cooked food.
In the BFM office.
Oh. Now we're feeling nice, fuzzy and warm. We're going to have to do something else that's a bit more taxing. Audrey, we're going to be testing your brains on this thing we call Smarty Pants.
Oh, no. Okay.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
Okay, so the idea is you have 3 minutes to answer as many of the 30 questions as you can.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Okay.
Don't panic. If you don't know the answer, just say skip. It's multiple choice. So hear both choices before you jump in, just to make sure.
Just two choices? Okay.
Just 50%. Two choices. Yeah, 50-50.
Did you know what Timothy scored last time?
I can't remember.
I can't remember at all. Good.
We'll maybe pick up on that a little bit later. Right, so Audrey, your 3 minutes start now. How many months of the year have only 30 days? Is it four or five?
Five.
It's four.
Oh,
what is the name of the inspector featured in the Pink Panther movies? Inspector Jacques Clouseau or Inspector Kato?
The first one.
Correct. Pong and Chow are terms used in which game? Mahjong or Rummy?
Pong.
Pong
and...
Go on then.
Mahjong.
Correct. Which actress won the 2011 Best Actress for her role in the film Black Swan? Was it Mila Kunis or Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman.
The city of Dubrovnik is in which European city?
Croatia.
Which US state is known as the Old Line State? Maryland or Tennessee?
Oh my God, this I don't know. Maryland?
Correct. In the nursery rhyme, who was unable to put together again by all the king's men? Was it Humpty
Dumpty?
Correct.
I noticed.
What type of angle is less than 90 degrees? Obtuse or acute?
Acute.
Correct. From which US state, for which fruit is the US state of Georgia famous? Peach or grapes?
Peach.
What is the word used to describe an animal or a plant that is both male and female? Hermaphrodite or ambisexual?
Hermaphrodite.
Correct. In North Africa, what is a tagine? A pot or a bowl?
Pot.
What make of car was the time machine in the film Back to the Future?
Okay, no.
A DeLorean or a Daihatsu?
DeLorean?
Correct. Named after her daughter, Ruth Handler invented which doll in 1959? Barbie or Annabelle?
Barbie.
Blinker, fountain, rocket and cake are all types of what? Lights or fireworks?
Fireworks.
Correct. A bronze statue of Paddington Bear is situated in which London station? Paddington or Euston?
Paddington.
Correct. In the human body, which teeth are known as the cutting teeth? Incisors or molars?
Incisors.
A barista makes and serves what? Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
The toy metal lazy spring is better known by which name? A slinky or a springy?
Slinky.
Gimpo International Airport is located in which Asian city? Seoul or Osaka?
Gimpo?
Mm-hmm.
Salt?
Which four-letter word beginning with G is a clarified butter used widely in Indian cuisine? Ghee or Gal?
Ghee.
Bikram, Anusara, Kudalini and Liengar are all types of which activity? Yoga or Kabaddi?
Yoga.
In humans, a hemispherectomy is the removal of half of what? The brain or the liver?
Brain.
Sororal relates to or is like which member of the family? Cousin or sister?
Sister.
Prosciutto is what type of foodstuff? A ham or a bacon?
Ham.
In our solar system, the sun is composed of mostly which gas? Nitrogen or hydrogen?
Hydrogen.
I'll ask you one more question. Who is the host of the BBC television show QI? Is it Jimmy Carr or Stephen Fry?
Oh, God. What?
Jimmy Stephen? Carr or Stephen Fry?
Stephen Fry.
Correct. We're out of time. We'll be right back after these messages to find out how well Audrey Oi did on Smarty Pants. Do not go anywhere. You listen to BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chu.
This is
Audrey Oi.
So just before the break, Audrey Oi was taking part in Smarty Pants, of course. Audrey, how well do you think you did?
I don't know, half.
I think she did very well.
Very well indeed.
Maybe better than Timothy.
Oh, we'll see about that. We'll see about that.
All right, guys, we're giving away a pair of tickets to Rockaway Festival happening this 29th and 30th of October, thanks to our friends at Livescape. Now, the question is, Scorpions are a band formed in 1965 and will be performing at Rockaway in Kuala Lumpur. Now, tell us which city in Germany were they formed. Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us where you deserve to win.
I would never have guessed that they've been going since 1965.
Yeah.
Never have guessed. Here. All right, okay. So let's go through some of the questions that Audrey got wrong first, and then we can tell her how well she did.
All right, so the first and the last one. How many months of the year have only 30 days? The answer is 4. Drum roll, please.
That's it. Wow. Yeah. Oh, my word. Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Audrey Oi scored 25 points.
Wow.
Well done, Audrey. Well done, Audrey. Yay, round of applause. Yay, well done. Congratulations. That puts you up towards the top of the table. In fact, our highest score
27.
Out of 30.
Oh, okay.
So not too bad at all. Now then, what we normally do is we give out some facts at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, we'll tell people about the giveaway that we've been asking. Very briefly, the question was...
Scorpions are a band formed in 1965 and will be performing at Rockaway in Kuala Lumpur. Tell us which city in Germany were they formed? And the answer is...
Hanover. I never would have guessed that either.
Nobody would know.
You would think, you know, a big German band. It's got to be Berlin or Munich or something like
Berlin,
that.
Berlin.
Anyway, Audrey, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
People can get you at literally at 4 feet 9, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 4 feet 9.com.
Okay. All righty. There we go then. Now, we've got some facts to throw out. Adeline, what do you have?
So, did you know that giraffes have the highest blood pressure of any mammal?
Did you know?
No, I don't.
That giraffes have been identified as not just being one species. There are now at least 3 different species of giraffe.
You say 3, but you showed me 4 fingers.
I'm trying. This finger doesn't work.
You showed me 4.
3. 3 different, at least 3 different species. Anyway, did you know of the 7 wonders of the ancient world, 3 fell due to earthquakes? 2 due to fires, 1 probably never even existed, and only 1 still stands today, the Pyramid of Khufu.
Oh.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Oh, yeah.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, it has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I've been Adeline Jones.
This has been
Audrey Oi.
Thanks very much, Audrey.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.